to play a big part in this race. I think he could run top four if he does get a good draw tonight.
That pre-barrier draw market with Tab has Galaxy Star at $3.50, Peaceful State at $5, Iconoclasm at $8, Action at $11, Great Shot at $13 with Man Booker and Prized Icon, and Akinar Star is $15 and $4.30 the place right now, number 8, Akinar Star. The other race, the WA Guineas, much news over there around this race?
Yeah, well, the Velvet King was a late entry yesterday over here. The connections opted to pay the $11,000 late entry fee. He won the main lead-up to the Guineas, which is the Farisa Stakes. He actually won that first up, so the owners hadn't nominated him for the Guineas before that, so they've paid that late entry yesterday, and unfortunately he drew wide in barrier 15, but talking to his jockey, Mitchell Payman, yesterday, he's pretty confident the horse has good early gate speed and can get across and potentially find a position up on the speed, hopefully without being caught out too wide. And he was actually installed at around $31 in our market, our local market over here yesterday, and some quick punters snapped that up, and he was plunged all the way into $5 second favouritism. So a little bit of a move there for him, and even with the wide draw.
Yeah, for sure. Arcadia Queen, the one to beat?
Yeah, I think so. Barrier 3 just gets a soft run, backing up from the champion fillies last week. Very good win over Lady Cosmology in that race. And you just get the feeling that she's a real top-class filly. She might be in a similar mould to Perfect Reflection, who won the champion fillies going back 3 years ago now, and then won the Kingston Town with 50 kilos on her back. So another one from the Bob Peters livery and from the Grant and Alana Williams stable with Pike on board. Does look very hard to beat. It's a very open race outside of her, but I think she deserves favouritism.
Okay, and I better mention, just before I let you go, Jay, Scales of Justice, we thought was going to be in the Railway Stakes field, but not there due to a little hiccup.
Yeah, he's come out of last Saturday's run in the Colonel Reeves Stakes with a bruised hoof, which, talking to the owners yesterday, he has had that problem a little bit on and off in the past, and some problems with abscesses as well. So he just wasn't quite right enough to run this week in the Railway, but the connections haven't given up hope on getting him right for the Kingston Town in a couple of weeks' time. So we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully he gets up in time for that race.
We'll wait and see. Jay, I know Sean will talk to you probably Thursday to get some early thoughts. Barrier draw for the Railway at 7:30 tonight. We'll look forward to that. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers, Andrew.
Jay Rooney up bright and early for the Western Australian in Perth, the latest relevant to the Railway Stakes and the WA Guineas. Care to think the barrier trial this morning at Doomben went to plan behind no animosity, settled back for Jim Byrne, but Matt Dunn's just texted me saying very happy with his horse out wide, just the way it came down the straight in really nice fashion. Don't forget, in less than half an hour, it's On the Pace previewing the Inter-Dominion Championships that begin at Tabcorp Park, Melbourne, on Saturday week, December 1. And just after 11 o'clock, Mark Hunter will be along with the full preview for Tatura.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. Jared Hayne has been released on strict conditional bail this morning after being charged with aggravated sexual assault. The former Parramatta star must report to police three times a week and can't enter an international airport or the Newcastle region. The charge relates to an allegation involving a 26-year-old woman in the Hunter Valley on grand final night. Meantime, former England soccer star Paul Gascoigne has been charged with sexually assaulting a woman on board a train. Victorian police say they've arrested three men who were planning a terrorist attack in Melbourne. The trio was taken into custody during raids in the city's northwest this morning. There's been another mass shooting in the United States. Chicago police say there are multiple victims at the city's Mercy Hospital. And the Prime Minister says he'll cut the number of immigrants coming to Australia, declaring our roads are clogged and buses, trains and schools are full in Sydney and Melbourne. To sport now, and spinner Nathan Lyon says he's still got plenty of work to do for the Test series against India, despite his 9-wicket haul for New South Wales against Queensland. The Blues scored their first Shield win in 11 matches, Lyon taking 5 second innings wickets. Meantime, Sean Marsh has secured his immediate Test future with an unbeaten 163 for Western Australia. Matt Wade also making his case as a specialist batsman with a ton for Tasmania. Cronulla officials will meet with Valentine Holmes this week to discuss reports he wants to quit the NRL to play in the NFL. The fullback has reportedly had secret strength and speed testing in the United States. The Brisbane Broncos have released Josh Maguire from the final 2 years of his contract to join North Queensland. And Socceroos great Tim Cahill says his farewell game against Lebanon tonight will be the most emotional of his career. Sydney weather, mostly sunny day with the slight chance of a shower this evening, tops of 25 on the coast and 30 degrees in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
KFC sliders are now just $2 each. That's famous KFC chicken, warm, fluffy flatbread, mouth-watering sauces, $2. Grab some before they slide out of there. Pennant Hills Road, just past Cardinal Avenue. That earlier truck breakdown southbound, that's moved on. Borkham Hills, Windsor Road, approaching Seven Hills Road, northbound lane 1. A truck breakdown, the M5, very heavy Belmore Road, down towards the M5 East Tunnel. We've got Southern Cross Drive inside the Eastern Distributor, right the way through to Surrey Hills at the moment. Very slow, congested city-bound traffic there. While you're stuck waiting in traffic, more and more jobs are listed on Jora. In fact, a job is listed every 10 seconds. Jora, more jobs in real time. Visit jora.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brought you every tantalising moment of the spring racing season. It was a case of Santa coming early this year.
Santa in a lane, the inside, Shoals the outside. Santa in a lane goes home best.
Twice.
In her time, and Santa Ana Lane, stride for stride, Santa Ana Lane has beaten in her time. What a finish.
The special racing moments are right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Here comes Hugh Bowman on Cheval Grand. It's Cheval Grand. Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup.
The best of the best will do battle in the 38th edition of the Japan Cup. Catch all the action this Sunday, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1-4 at Rosehill and Ballarat. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you at 11 past 10. Racing today at Dubbo. Vince Gordon is there. Morning, Vince.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How's things down your way?
Mate, terrific. Now, what's more importantly, how's it Dubbo today?
Yeah, mate, fine and dandy here. We've got a lovely warm day, a beautiful clear day, blue skies. A little bit of a breeze coming in from the northeast, but mate, it's lined up for a really nice day. We look like we'll hit about 30 degrees about 3 o'clock, so it'll be a warm day. And, we're looking for a great day's racing with a full card of 8 races and 2 trials.
Righto. Now, how have you rated the track today, Vince?
Mate, we've got a good 3, so things, we've had no rain overnight. We had 3 or 4 mil of rain the night before. No rain overnight, so they're racing on a good 3, which will be a good fast surface for the day's racing.
Right, and your rail's true?
True rail. Rail's in the true position, yep. And as I said, looks like being a real nice day. We've got some good racing. Races 5, 6 and 7 look like being the best of the day. And if I was just having a look at a few of the rides myself there, and I'd say it could be a Greg Ryan day.
All right. Well, yeah, he always goes well in those areas, doesn't he?
He certainly does. He loves his home track, and yeah. History tells us that, and they're likely to repeat itself today.
Yeah, good on you. Vince, have a top day there.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Vince. Vince Gordon at Dubbo. Mick Wallace is there. He's going to find a few winners for us. How are you, Mick?
Oh, very well. Thanks, Sean. Interesting to hear that it's going to be 30 degrees today. That's not good news for me. I go to pieces in the heat, especially in the bag of fruit.
Oh, mate, I sweat up big time.
We'll see how we go.
I'll have you out in the wash between each race, Mick.
Well,
be hosing you down.
I shouldn't complain. Gil Gander around New Year's Eve, that's something altogether different.
I'll just have to bring up the safari suit that day with the short sleeves, eh? You'll be right.
But now, race the sun.
Yeah. Race one today. Now, one Kazar is $4, two out. Three Royal Swagger, seven, four and five out. Six Larynx, 26. Seven Man of Envy, 240. Number eight, Safard Person is $4.20. Now, nine, A Corrupt Pick is 101. 10, Bridegroom, 81. 11, Tickets Ladies, 11. 12, Casula Lad, 17. 13 out, 14, Tazoom, 81. 15, Bellagio Prince, 34. 240 favourites, seven Man of Envy.
One over zero, 1, 11, 8, and, sorry, 1, 7, 11, and 8. And my numbers, Kazar on top, the six-year-old gelding by Zabriz. I've only had the three career starts and has been close up on each occasion and really caught the eye as a Dubbo last time over the 1,000 metres, finishing fifth, beaten a half length by Imelda. Didn't get all the breaks in the straight, got back, and jockey Dan Pittermack just had to keep angling out to the outside. And when he eventually did get this fellow into clear air, he really closed off late over the 1,000 metres. I think 1,100 metres will suit. He's got a reasonable draw today. There looks a bit of speed engaged. And I think he'll be awfully hard to beat. Look, it's not an overly strong race, at first, in fairness. A lot of these are lightly raced, but they've had 54 starts between them, and there's only four placings that I could find. So it's not overly strong. So I think Kazar gets his chance, a six-year-old, only having his fourth race start. The seven looks the obvious danger for me, which is that Man of Envy, Tony Newing, trains at Gosford. And this three-year-old gelding by Mossman's been doing all of his racing in town and at the provincials. He's been gelded over the break. He's at first up since June, and he has trialled really well at Gosford in preparation for this. He's got a slightly sticky draw, but as Cole Hodges always tells us at Dubbo, from these sprint starts, it's really no disadvantage to be drawn wide. 11 Tickets Ladies, I think, is definitely the knockout. You'll see in the form guide that it finished last at Dubbo when first up for 29 weeks. But appeared to be tracking into the race okay from well back in the field and just got on heels, was severely checked, and after that he kind of lost interest. But he's performed well second up in the past, and I think he'll run really well today. And 8 Sipada Sun is that lightly race. Greg Ryan on board has the inside gate. We know that this fella has speed and should be in it for a long way. 1, 7, 11, and 8.
Race 2, 1 Harrietta, 26, 2 out. Number 3, Miss Academy, 6, 4's out. 5, Spicy Mo, 12, 6 out. 7, Tainted Affair, 8. Number 8, Bar Sand, 51, 9 is out. 10, Ligier, 151. 11, Philadora, 280. 12, Sass and Twinkle, 13. 13, DeShulze is 460. 14, You Know Zon, 14. 15, Fladeus, 101. 16, Alpine Royal, 14. 17 out. And 18, GG Boom, 26. A favourite here, number 11, Philadora, at $2.80.
Numbers for me, 7, 13, 11, and 1. Going with the first starter here, A Tainted Affair by Animal Kingdom. Another one for Tony Newing. He's got a good team heading to Dubbo there today. This filly has only had the one trial. That was at Gosford. Finished second behind Miss Powerbell. Wasn't the best away. Kicked up along the inside. Found the front. Wasn't knocked around in the straight. And in the end, I went to the line under a reasonable hold. I do think she'll make a nice filly in time. Whether she's fought enough to win today, we'll find out. But I do think she's a nice type. I'm putting in the 13 for a second here, which is Del's Choosy. And this filly's had a few goes at 8 starts for just the one placing. Trialled up nicely at Gosford on the 7th of November. And she looks ready to come to the races. 11, Philadora, if you look at her last run in isolation, well, she's certainly the one they all have to beat. It was a cracking effort when finishing second to Anne Schwarz. That was at Muswellbrook. Got back, and she really attacked the line. But we've seen her do that before, and then she doesn't back it up. So I wouldn't want to be taking any silly price about her. I think she will be well back today, Greg Ryan, in the saddle. We've seen her fail second up at Dubbo. I think it might have been last preparation off a good first up run. And 1 Harrietta is a runner that really interests me. The Rhymes have her fastest. And she's by Sababil out of Causeway Queen. So some nice staying pedigree there. Has shown speed in trials, though. And her mum, Causeway Queen, I think, won six in a row at one stage. And she won the listed Strut Stakes at Hobart over the 2,100 metres and then won the Tasmanian Oaks over 2,100. So if she can show that speed and she's got and she's fit enough, she might be able to stick on okay as well. But tricky race, 7, 13, 11 and 1.
Right, the third one, Shadow Force, 23, number 2 SCB, $5.50. 3 Postmaster General, 380, 4 Adelie, 14, 5 Lucien, 11, number 6 Malvernus, 750, 7 Yeas and Nays, 3 Even, number 8 Tallyho, 12, 9 Bergdorf, 19, and 10 Stars, Zoo, 26, favourite 3 Even, 7 Yeas and Nays. Greg Ryan again.
I honestly believe any of these could win, truly. I've gone 5, 7, 3 and 9. I'm going with Lucien at the value. $11, that's a nice price for her. She's a pretty talented sprinter. Rodney Robb trains at Ningen. Wendy Peel, certainly an informed apprentice. So she's still claiming 2 kilos. We haven't seen this mare since she failed at Ningen in the Duck Creek Picnic Cup. Her form last preparation was pretty good. She was a Dubbo winner back in June. That was over the 1,210 metres. Hasn't been tried over the 1,000 metres in the past, but I think it'll suit. She'll be in the first 3 or 4, and she should be very strong late, first up from a spell. She has raced well fresh in the past. 7 Yeas and Nays draws to get the perfect run here. Dennis Bush's stable's going really well at the moment, and I think Greg will be able to box seat with this mare who hasn't been out of the placings at her last 3 runs. She deserves to break through. I'll put in 3 Postmaster General, and this fellow's probably got the best exposed form career-wise. If he's anywhere near right, you would think he'll probably beat this lot, but he does have the 61 kilos first up, and saying that he is coming off a good trial victory. And at 9, Bergdorf, I thought, was a lightweight chance. If there's 3 or 4 of them go mad in front here, she might be just watching it all unfold from back in the field. Rhys Jones is on board. He'll claim the 3 here, meaning that this mare will only have the 52.5 kilos on her back. She's sure to be strong late. 5, 7, 3, and 9, a race of many chances, the third.
The fourth one out, 2, the Frick, 5.50, 3, Living Choice, 6.50, 7, the Debater, 7.50, 5, Bonnie is $6.50, 6 out, 7, George, 2, $5, 8, Some Nights, 7.50, 9 is the Late Scratching, 10 is out, 11, Percussion, 21, 12, Talk of the Town, 9.50, 13, Unresolved, $6, 14, Royal Abbey, 41, 15, a Late One, 16 out. $5 even for 7 George 2 in an open betting race.
Yeah, certainly is an open betting race. Interesting program there today, 8 races, and I've took the number of horses at odds. It's that kind of day. You back a winner or two and you'll finish in front. And I've gone with 5 Volley here, numbers 5, 2, 3 and 13, tipping a Cameron Crockett Cornella. This mare's just taken a few runs to hit her straps this time in. And I thought she was desperately unlucky at Dubbo last time over the 1,600 metres. That was in a Class 1 and maiden plate. She blew the start. She must have been left behind 3 or 4 lengths. And then she was hunted up, got on heels, went back to near last, and then had to change direction a number of times in the straight. Her effort to be beaten less than 3 lengths by Unresolved was very good. This is an apprentice's race, and Brandon Griffiths takes the ride here. He'll claim 1.5 kilos, and I just think she's ready to show her best. 2, the Frick. He's been an enigmatic type throughout his career. He's a 3-time winner from 16 career starts. Hard to know what to make of his form this time in. No doubt he'll be at the peak of his powers today. This is his 4th run back from a spell. The blinkers go back on. He's got ability on his day. 3, Living Choice is certainly a winning chance. So Cody Nesta trains, coming off a solid placing to Dubbo last time behind Malibu Stacey. Just kept on finding the line. Strips fitter again. And 13 Unresolved. Well, you just can't leave this horse out. So always seems to be running good races and always picking up a check. And the Gary Lund's horses, you know, they're never going to want on the score of fitness. Wendy Peel claiming that the 2 kilos coming off that good placing at Warren last start. 5, 2, 3, and 13 in race 4.
Okay, the fifth now, 1 Spezzatura is $4, number 2 Thermosa, 370, 3 Cash 10, 14, 4 Imelda, 650, 5 Fourth Protocol, 11, 6 Invincible Thunder, 15, 7 Court and Camera, 14, 8 out, 9 Charging Clear, 850, 10 Mums the Word, 13, 11 Say Madam, 34, 12 Future Road, 23. 13 the Quilty is 51. 14 Regalia, 41. 15 Bentley Gold, 101. 370 favourite, number 2, Thermosa.
I can see why Thermosa's favourite. He looks to be a very promising type, lightly raced. He's only had the 2 starts. I'll put one ahead of it in that 12 Future Road. I think she's an underrated mare. I know she's only won 1 from 13, but she's been very unlucky throughout her career. Brett Thompson has her at the moment. Ashley Morgan will take the ride. First up there at Warren, was left behind, got a long way out of the ground over the unsuitable 1,000 metres. I had to be steadied at the 700-metre mark when copping a bump. Got to the outside and found the line well. Was beaten at 2.8 lengths by Lope Domingo. And I think second up today, she'll be ready to go. I think the big open track at Dubbo will suit if they run along a bit. Hopefully she can get cover in the second half of the field. She does possess a very good turn of foot. And at $23, I think she's worth an each-way bet. Two Thermosa was sent out a big price on debut at Coonabarabran when winning comfortably, defeating Bichel, who's since come out and won by a big space at Warren. Last time there at Moree, his run was tremendous. It was over the 950 metres. He was caught 5 wide, no cover throughout, and he was still there bobbing right at the finish. A couple got past him late in the piece, but the bleak has come off today. He looks very hard to beat. 7 Caught in Camera is a horse that interests me today. I didn't mind the run at Warren last time. I know it finished 11th in a field of 14, but nothing went right and was, you know, treated kindly over the last 100 metres or so and just started to pick up again late. We know he's got ability. He was a Dubbo winner over the 1,000 metres back in mid-September. If he can have any luck from a wide draw, I think he goes into the numbers. And a 1 Sprezzatura, probably the best horse in the race, Clint Lundholm trained. Greg Ryan takes the ride and... this fellow went around in the country championships qualifier at Dubbo back in March of this year, and he was fast and disgraced. He was only beaten a touch over 3 lengths by a good host. He'll get back, and he'll be finishing off strongly. Anything he does do today, he'll certainly be improving upon next start. 12, 2, 7, and 1 in race number 5.
Righto, race 6, now 1 and 2 are out. 3, Mango List, 19. Number 4, Pompous, 16. 5, Worldly Placer, 460. 6 Dart Street, $8. 7 Have Not, 3. Number 8 Arctic Warrior, $9.50. 9 Hey Billy Boy, $51. 10 Miss Hugo Agogo, $3.70. 11 Eloquent Bell, $26. 12 Rawson Crossing, $41. 13 Out, 14 Tepham, $34. 15 Coop and Demp, $101. But $3 even for 7 Have Not. Another Greg Ryan mount.
I've gone 10, 4, 7, and 8 here, putting Miss Hugo Agogo on top. I like this mare. She's a 5-year-old. She's only won the 1 race start. And that was at Mudgee first up last preparation. And she was heavily backed that day, $1.60 into $1.55. She went straight to the front and never looked like getting beaten. Won by upwards of 5 lengths, defeating Starrick and Streetscape. And then had 2 more runs last preparation. Was 4th at Wellington, had no luck that day. And 3rd at Dubbo before going for the spell. Probably just didn't run out the 1,300 metres last start. I stuck around at Orange at the last meeting there to watch the trial. And she finished 5th, beaten at 2.7 lengths. Greg Ryan was on, and she wasn't asked to do a great deal. She went around 3 wide, and it was held together in the run to the line. I think she's ready to run a big race here first up today. I thought Pompous was a good roughie here. Now, but this fellow can be a little bit in and out. He was formerly trained by Brett Kavanagh. That was Steve Edwards at Dubbo. Now, I just think he's getting a little bit of a drop in class here. He finished 3rd in the Galagambone Cup last time behind Metal, A Freak and Zutenant. Now, they're pretty smart horses. Zutenant's going around in a much stronger race, the final event, on the card. And he wasn't beaten all that far. And I just think he represents the value in the race. I'm putting in 7 Have Not, has stacks of speed from the Alan Denham yard. And I expect to lead. Whether it can hang on, we'll find out. 8 Arctic Warrior from the Alison Smith Yards racing very consistently. I really liked the most recent run when 3rd at Dubbo behind Reward the Chase. It just kept finding the line over the 1,200 metres. Back to 1,100 today is a slight concern, but is certainly a strong each-way chance. 10, 4, 7 and 8 for me in race 6.
All right, race 7, 1 Fine Hero, 350, 2 Meraki Miss, 380, number 3 Westlink, 420, 4 Indecision, 31, 5 Spirit of DK, 650, 6 Claridale Lass, 31, 7 Raheen Lady, 850, number 8 Sapiens, 31, 9 Alice Sam is 31, 10 BBB, 17, 11 out, 12 Collars Up, 51, 13 Bologna, 126, but 350 favoured, 1 Fine Hero.
Fine here, I'll be hard to beat. My number's 10, 1, 3 and 2. I'm putting B double B on top. This is one from the Rodney Robb yard. Grant Buckley will take the ride today, gets in on the minimum, and he's going really well at the moment. Was a strong winner at Forbes back on the 13th of October. Didn't beat a great deal that day, but found the line well. Went around in the Dandy Cup at Narromine its next start behind a better opposition, was caught four wide and just couldn't finish it off there. Was beaten around five lengths. Last start at Warren, finished fifth, beaten 1.8, and that was behind Lope de Mango. Was caught four wide, no cover throughout, and then still had the audacity to loom large with around about 200 metres to go. Unfortunately, the jockey dropped the whip, and I thought he was very strong at the end. That was over the 1,000 metres. Today, if he can get any cover, I think he'll be hitting the line strong. This is the track that he's performed well at well in the past, too. He's had five goes here for a win and a minor placing, and I just think Rodney's got this horse going really well at the moment. One Fine Hero looked like a world beater winning first up at Orange, and certainly surprised a few punters, and I think probably Nick Plummer and Katie Jenkinson as well. He was midfield, travelled a little bit deep, and let down like a very good horse. He was first up for 39 weeks. If he can repeat that, I think he'll probably win. Three Westlink is a horse I've got a lot of time for. I thought he might just need this run first up, but watch for him as he gets deeper into the preparation. First up last time, I think it might have been to Orange. I think he finished around fifth and then went on to win his next two starts. So he's got plenty of upside. And Two Meraki Mist was a good winner at Orange when freshened up. And then last start at Warwick Farm, finished last, but copped a bad check halfway up running. Should have finished closer. So we'll go 10, 1, 3 and 2 in race 7.
Right, the final event, race 8, 1, 2, 10 and $5, 2 any Blink and Day, $4.60, 3 free tickets, $6.50. 4 Balmaceda 11, 5 Xiamity 31, 6 Western Parade 8, 7 out, number 8, Something Borrowed 11, 9 Willow Rugby $4, 10, 11 out, 12 Tips and Beers 61, 13 Sugar Lane 26, 14 and Curlew 31, 15 Velvet Glove 71, 16 Prince Rue 23. Favourite $4, number 9, and that's Willow Rugby.
Toughest race of the day, no doubt. I've chopped and changed here a few times. I'm going to go 3, 1, 2 and 8. I'm putting free ticket on top. Was good. First up to Dubbo when finishing fourth and not for Export. Got back and found the line well. Was beaten less than four lengths. And then last time at Coonabarabran, I thought it was a little bit disappointing. Was beaten seven lengths there by Sea Lady and Hamoon Bridge. There was a bit of depth to that field that day, but I thought he was probably entitled to do a little more. Maybe he's suffering from a bit of second-up syndrome. I think he just matched to get a really nice run here today. Has a little bit of speed. If he can just tuck in behind it, midfield, if he's anywhere near right, I think he'll go close. I'm going to put in 1-2-10 at the second. This bloke's going along really well at the moment. And he's a winner there at Dubbo 2 starts back, but he's been in the money his last four starts. Was back to the 1,200 metres at Warren last time when finishing third to Molasses. Gets back to his pet distance, 1,400 metres today. Wendy Peel's 2-kilo claim will help. Two any Blinken Day, well, there's two of him. He was very good at Narromine in the Dandy Cup three starts back when he was only just touched off there by long-lasting and Zootenant. He finished last at Dubbo, his next start. Well, he beat one runner home, actually, behind Zootenant at Warren. Went back to the 1,200 last time. He was strong at the end after copping a bit of a bump halfway down the home straight. He's got a bad gate. If he puts his best foot forward, he'll probably win. And Eight Something Borrowed, I know he's a 10-year-old now, but he's been a good horse for a long time, and there might be a bit of life left in him. His first up run at Dubbo was good. He finished fifth, beaten two lengths by Zootenant, and he didn't have a great deal of luck. He has performed well second up in the past. 3, 1, 2 and 8 in the last.